Let's delve deeper into the visual elements of Upper Woche Street and explore how Annie Ho skillfully employs them to convey the atmosphere and narrative of this urban scene. In our first observation, we notice that the painting showcases the unadorned beauty of architecture, emphasizing the simplicity of urban life through minimalistic yet striking features. To begin with, the lines in this artwork play a crucial role. The artist employs a combination of straight, defined lines for the building structures and more delicate, soft lines for the shadows and surrounding elements. These strong, straight lines create a sense of solidity and permanence in the architecture, while the softer lines, particularly in the shadows, evoke a sense of fleetingness, capturing the passing quality of light throughout the day. This contrast between firmness and fluidity guides the viewer's eye throughout the composition and invites us to explore the nuances of urban architecture. What feelings do these lines evoke for you, and how do they direct your gaze through the painting? Next, we turn our attention to the shapes that make up the composition. Predominantly geometric shapes, rectangles and squares, dominate the architecture, illuminating the organized nature of the street. The flat surfaces are punctuated by subtle irregularities, offering a touch of warmth and personality. These geometric forms stand in contrast to the organic shapes hinted at in the shadows and inky lines, suggesting vitality in the stillness. This interplay between different types of shapes generates visual interest and allows for a layered image that encourages closer examination. The color palette of Upper Woche Street is especially noteworthy. The artist employs a soft range of blue, beige, and earth tones, establishing a serene atmosphere that invites reflection. The lighter shades evoke calmness, while the darker hues add depth and shadow, enriching the overall composition. The gentle blending of colors, a hallmark of the watercolor medium, allows for a smooth transition between tones, creating a dreamlike quality that enhances the nostalgia of the scene. How does this gentle coloration affect your emotional response to the painting? When we look more closely at the texture, we can appreciate the nuances that the watercolor medium offers. The smooth surfaces intermingle with the rougher edges of the paint, suggesting varying levels of wear and history inherent to the architecture. This textural variation invites the viewer to engage not only visually but also emotionally, adding depth to the experience. The painter's technique captures the subtleties of light play, creating an almost tactile sensation that brings the scene to life. The diverse textures evoke the rough surfaces of stone and plaster juxtaposed with the softness of shadows, further enhancing the artwork's overall richness. Next, let's examine the use of space in Upper Woche Street. The composition strikes a delicate balance between positive and negative spaces. The buildings and the overhead structures occupy the foreground, creating a strong focal point. However, the ample negative space surrounding these elements serves to amplify their presence, drawing attention to the calmness of the scene while simultaneously inviting the viewer's imagination to wander. This absence of clutter helps to convey a sense of tranquility, reinforcing the painting's reflective nature. As you observe the use of space, do you feel a sense of peace or openness in the composition? As we further analyze this work through the lens of design principles, balance stands out as a critical aspect. The composition achieves a pleasing asymmetrical balance. The structures on either side of the painting form a harmonious relationship despite not mirroring each other. This asymmetry reflects the unpredictable nature of urban life, where each corner reveals something unique. This design choice enhances the authenticity of the scene, making it feel relatable and inviting the viewer to consider both the familiar and the unfamiliar within urban settings. Now, let's discuss the principle of harmony within the painting. The cohesive use of muted color tones links the various elements of the composition, creating a sense of unity that resonates throughout the piece. This harmony encourages viewers to absorb the entire artwork rather than isolating individual components. The repetition of similar tones across different elements fosters a visual rhythm that reinforces the calmness of the environment. Contrast also plays an essential role in this artwork. The juxtaposition between the bright light and the darker shadows serves to highlight the architectural features, drawing attention to the intricate details and textures of the buildings. This contrast adds depth and dimension to the piece, inviting viewers to explore the subtleties within the scene. It heightens the visual interest and emphasizes the interplay between light and shadow, evoking a sense of time and movement. Lastly, movement is subtly implied through the arrangement of lines and forms. The angles created by the roofs and the light filtering through lead the viewer's eye through the painting, guiding us on a journey through the depicted space. This gentle movement evokes a sense of exploration, almost as if inviting the viewer to walk down the street alongside the artist's vision. In summary, Annie Ho's Upper Woche Street expertly utilizes the elements of art, line, shape, color, texture, and space, alongside the principles of design, such as balance, harmony, contrast, and movement, to create an evocative representation of urban life. This vivid portrayal captures the subtleties of daily existence, emphasizing the beauty in simplicity and inviting viewers to reflect on their own experiences in similar environments. In conclusion, Upper Woche Street stands as a poignant reminder of the charm and history that permeate urban landscapes. It captures moments of stillness that can often go unnoticed, encouraging reflection on the spaces we inhabit. As you consider this artwork, what memories or reflections does it stir within you regarding your experiences in urban settings?